The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
We've got a special guest in the studio by way of our new 4P student, and I reckon soon to be doing his own show here on Vectis Radio. So it's a big welcome to Jamie Gaines.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. Yourself?
Good. I'm all right, thank you. So you hail from the Isle of Wight, or?
Pardon?
Do you hail from the Isle of Wight? Do you live on the Isle of Wight?
I do live on the island, yes, currently. Top of Newport.
Top of Newport. And are you? Have you always lived on the island?
No, originally from Coventry.
Coventry. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so difference between Coventry and the Isle of Wight, good or bad?
To be honest, I can't really tell you. I moved down here when I was four, so I don't exactly have that memory.
Right, okay. Were you a football fan?
No.
Because I know that one of our former presenters, who was here for a long time, his name was Robert, he was a big fan of Coventry City, and that's where he used to live.
Yeah, you see, I don't exactly follow football. No. It's not one of those things that interests me.
So what does interest you?
To be honest, a lot of things that interest me are majorly online nowadays, watching, you know, YouTube, all that type of stuff. Just not, I don't really watch sports.
Okay, so when you're watching YouTube, what do you watch?
You see, it's complicated. It's a lot of documentaries, a lot of things that I can bug on for 2 hours and just space out, relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I love watching those little videos that tell you how to do things on your Mac or whatever. You know, like there's a Mac Most chap, and I watch him on a regular basis. So there's a lot of good stuff to watch on YouTube. What other things do you like doing then? What's your other hobbies?
My main hobby at this point in time, I'd say, is gaming. I'm a big fan of simulation types of games.
Okay.
So, you know, your trucking simulators, game simulators, all that type of stuff.
Just tell me a little bit of names. Name the games, and how do you play them? Do you play them with other people? What do you play them on?
So the main game that I play at the moment is a game called Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Right.
I play a modification called Truckers MP. It has a whole entire setup. So you've got around about servers with 5,000 people in them. I've got a whole entire steering wheel set up, the whole lot. I've got a mini truck in my bedroom, in other words.
You've got a mini truck in your bedroom?
Essentially, yes.
How great. I remember working at a nightclub where the actual DJ console was a lorry truck, a lorry cab, and it looked like they've smashed it through the wall and you were doing your gig. It was amazing. So you've got that in your bedroom?
I do, yes. It's taken a little while, but it's slowly building it up.
Right, okay, excellent. So, what do you do during the day?
Well, during the day I work, primarily.
Right, okay.
So it's a lot of working.
So what do you do?
So at this point in time, I currently work as a recruitment consultant for a firm over on the mainland, so I am working from home.
Okay, it's really strange because we've got the council coming in at 12 o'clock today. Their recruitment team is coming over to try and tell people, well, not try, they're going to tell people about recruitment here on the Isle of Wight at the council. So how spooky is that? So what sort of music are you into?
So it's a hit and miss, really. I say I tend to listen to anything and everything. You give me a song and I'll be like, you tell me the artist, I don't know it. You play the song, I know it. But the main music genre that I tend to go for is a little bit of pop, electronic dance music, and most importantly, the 90s.
The 90s?
The 90s.
Right, okay. So, and you're a whiz on technology, aren't you?
I am, yes.
You've just shown us how to do something out on the old computer out in the green room, which is great.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say ending a task is... It's a big thing.
Well, I couldn't see it on the screen. I couldn't see it on the screen. So, yeah, I mean, it's great, great that you were there. Otherwise, I'd still be there trying to sort it out. But then I did manage to sort of, return the favour and show you something on a Mac.
You did, yes. I've never used a Mac. So it's one of those things that I don't know.
So AirDrop, you weren't aware of any AirDrop?
I'm aware of AirDrop, but I've never used it. I've had no reason to use it.
Wow.
So it's one of those things that's just... It's there. I just don't know.
is that because this is going to sound horrible? But it's like, I mean, I got friends and family that I airdrop stuff to and photographs. So are you a loner?
I wouldn't exactly say a loner. No. A lot of my things are normally on Windows.
Right.
So I do a lot of things on the Windows side of things, not iPhone, not iOS, Apple, all that type of stuff. It's still relatively new to me.
All right, okay. So look, you're 22, 23?
22.
Where do you want to be when you're, you know, by the time you reach 30? I know you probably, you know, only just stopped hearing, like, what are you going to do when you leave school? What are you going to do when you leave education? Now someone's asking at the age of 22, what do you want to do when you grow up?
When I grow up? I think it's relatively simple when I grow up. I want to be a radio presenter.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good for you. Who's the people that you listen to and think, wow, they sound amazing, and they're the ones that inspired you to think that way?
Well, it's very complicated in a sense. I don't have a set people that I listen to. I just bung up online and I'm like, right, let's listen to them for today. Let's listen to another person for today.
Yeah.
It's just piecing it all together.
It's really strange that I would imagine if you asked anybody at the age of 22, they're probably going to say something similar, because radio back in the day used to be quite different because there was a lot less to choose from. So you were probably either a Radio 2 or a Radio 1, or you were probably a Radio Solent.
Yeah.
That's probably what you were listening to. And you would probably know the guys that were doing the show inside out. You'd know the schedule and so on. Whereas nowadays, you're spoilt for choice a little bit, aren't you?
You are very spoilt, yes.